She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And at a time of invitation, you can't take it. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, got that agility.
Yay!
Yeah! I'm the champion! I'm back.
I was just telling Joe, I hope the play that she's working on doesn't involve a lot of dancing. Not that that wasn't magnificent. Clearly she's well-trained.
Contractually, we are not allowed to do any choreography.
Is that true?
Yeah. So it's a musical, like a singing and dancing show.
Sounds like.
No, you're right. No dancing in the streets. No, it's just because the type of contract it is, it's called a 29-hour reading. So they can only use the actors for 29 hours. There's supposed to be no staging, no choreography, no costumes. It's really only so...
I don't even understand that. What is the... I mean, I get unions, bureaucracy, blah, 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 but explain that.
It's because it's literally the first step in the development process. So the writers have all this material, and they just want to have actors read it out loud so they can get a sense of stuff. And so it's not yet at the point where it's at all like collaborative. The idea is when you join a new project, you are giving, you know, these creative people ideas essentially, or, you know, with choreography or improv or whatever it might be, you're helping to develop a show and make it what it is. So when you're doing a workshop or a lab, those types of contracts, mean that you're more heavily involved in the process, so then you could have right of first refusal. So, like, if it goes to Broadway, they need to, like, offer you part or pay you to, if they want to cast someone else in it.
Right?
So, but yeah, so this is literally just, we're helping the creative team kind of see their vision come to life. So it's really just singing and
dialogue. Do you
want to tell,
I mean, actually.
Did you play my video?
We ran your video yesterday. By the way, you got to
so
fix
drunk.
Your camera because you were like a Lady Max Headroom because it was doing a lot of this. Like, I felt like I was
that
right
was,
out of the
that
80s.
Was our stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, holy shit.
Yeah, no, you explained the Andy Warhol premise yesterday, but this time do it while looking like you don't have a seizure.
Great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's just a musical about Andy Warhol's life. What's interesting is that he had a magazine called Interview Magazine where
recently folded.
If you were anyone in New York, you appeared in that magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically the idea is an interviewer is asking these people who are in Andy's life about him. And everyone thinks they know the real him, but no one really does. Yeah, so it's really just very cool. Truman Capote is one of the characters in it. As of now, I mean, all of these things could change, but exactly.
Why are you laughing? I think that was a very brilliant remark on my part.
There's a line in the show that like kind of references that. But yeah, there's also, you know, his boyfriends are in it. There's like a Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor, Elvis Presley moment.
Oh, very cool.
But yeah, it's...
Are you an ingenue? Are you part of the factory?
I'm an ensemble role, so...
Ensemble.
I'm like a bunch of different, like, roles with, like, one lines in a scene, so...
Which theater is this supposed to be playing in?
That's the thing. There isn't... There's no idea. It's literally that new that there is no idea what this could be. They don't even know if it would be a full-scale Broadway musical or a type of art installation.
Really?
You know, because it can literally be anything, because that's kind of what Andy Warhol's work was. So,
well, let's get down to brass tacks. How many fight scenes?
Fight scenes? None so far. It's only Act One so far, so.
How many pratfalls?
Knight, you went to a Wikipedia page about stage terminology.
No pratfalls? No one slips on a banana peel?
Nope.
All right. How many nude scenes? Obviously not involving you. Gross. But how many nude scenes overall?
So far, one.
Really?
Some gay sex. Is there any other kind?
I think you just came up with the title of your own play. Gay sex. Is there any other kind? Parentheses.
But my favorite part about this whole process is, like, I'm surrounded by these musical theater actors who have been in so many readings, worked with so many big people in the musical theater world. I have not. So, but they're talking to me like I know what they're talking about. This one girl in the cast was like, "Did you go to the Cruel Intentions audition? I saw in the breakdown it said, you know, excellent dancer, and I'm just a good mover. I'm not an excellent dancer." I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, I missed that one." I had no idea that they were doing a Cruel Intentions musical. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've still got the.
I'm an excellent dancer, not just a mover.
I think he was thinking about the lesbian scene.
But yeah, so people don't really know anything about me, and I love that.
Well, that's where your improv training comes in, because that with questions like that, it's a lot of yes and.
Oh, of course.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, I went. Well, and I booked it.
I'm very excited about this, because I am a fan of that whole time in New York. And, you know, fun Truman Capote fact, speaking of Broadway, since it's on it, is To Kill a Mockingbird, a lot of people, it has always been rumored, think that instead of Harper Lee, Truman Capote actually wrote it. Because her childhood pal is based on the sort of gay kid in To Kill a Mockingbird. He was the neighbor.
Oh, wow.
And she never wrote another book after that. And so a lot, and she was quite the recluse, and that was always the rumor that Truman actually wrote it.
But
he was
think,
too much of an ego.
Truman Capote would have been like, "It's mine." Yeah. It's not the good voice.
What
but.
A mincing, stereotypical impression that was.
It wasn't very good.
How dare you? What were upsides, downsides? I mean, how was it? You left me for a goddamn week, man. You better have some stories.
You know, it's good. It's a lot of sitting around. And
hurry
waiting.
And
yeah. Well, because our director, who's amazing, just kind of, he doesn't plan out a schedule. He just kind of works, you know, whatever scene he wants to do next with whatever people. And I will have 5 words in one scene, like a line. And I have to like sit there and wait to like rehearse this one line. And it's incredible how in your head you're like, how many different ways can I say this?
Oh, I can see that.
What's the real meaning behind this one line? Am I giving it my all? What if I say it like this? And you're like, God damn, it's a line about soap.
You're an auteur, and you want to give as many options as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that goes back to our Christian Bale story. That remember when Judd Apatow was having those issues that he just thought was just sort of like a tickly
Judd issue. Apatow?
Not Judd Apatow, sorry. Oh, God, whatever. The guy that directed
whatever
Vice.
His name.
Yeah, and Christian Bale's like, oh, what kind of heart attack do you want? Because he'd explored all the heart attack options while playing.
I'm not nearly that significant, but.
No, you're quite not. In fact, I don't even know why I made that example. What do you got going this weekend?
More rehearsal. We rehearse Friday, Saturday, and I'm bartending most of the weekend as well. I'm just...
So a lot to look forward to.
I'm running on very little sleep. I don't know if you can still see the lines on my face from my pillow.
Oh, did you hear I shrieked when you came into the room? It was hideous.
Does this happen to anyone else? I feel like I never see lines on anyone else's faces.
The trick is not to sleep.
Okay. No.
Those are for other reasons, Ted.
Not worry lines.
Those are for other reasons.
But I've definitely missed being here. I loved Gino's tweet on Monday about who would be better co-hosts. You with Karen and me with Gino. Like, we should do a co-host off. But really, the perfect matchup is me and Karen, and you know it, and it makes you so sad.
It does make me sad, and it's a shame I'm against hitting women.
Oh.
But I will say Teddy brought up a good point. I was a little, like, off my game on Monday because Karen wasn't making fun of me.
Mm.
And, like, she was being really nice, and I didn't know what to do with that. That was very foreign to me. It was lovely, and you know what? Some might say refreshing, but I was off my game. I mean, she wasn't rolling her eyes at me, being visibly disgusted by everything I say.
Nice.
Did it make you respect her more or less?
It made me hate you more. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sweet.
By the way, Joe, you were great with Gino, and you to be because he offended quite a few.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, yeah.
God, the
no, she's
joke.
A good buffer with Gino. Like, yeah, I've got to like.
Wait, what did he say?
He made a couple of racist jokes that you rolled with, and it was
Yeah, you're
impressive.
Really good with that.
It was impressive.
I don't remember him saying. That's what's so dangerous is now the fact that I don't even hear
half of
the
time, I don't
awfulness in what he says.
Well, my knee-jerk is to always just say, how dare you? But half the time, I didn't even hear what he said. I just know by the cadence that it's something racist.
Well, I mean, Joe DeVito was pretending like he was offended. That was hilarious.
Oh, good.
He's the last person to get offended.
Or it's like, you know when you're, let's say, talking in a bar and someone says something and you're just like, ah, ha, 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 and then you realize they asked you a question.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you're like, oh, sorry, I did not hear you.
I've actually, that is my one talent. I'm so good at pretending I've heard something somebody said and I'm nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, in my head, it's do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So now, instead of just the, like, ha-ha-ha, I'll go, yeah. So in case it is a question, I've sort of answered it.
I guess so, yeah. But yeah. Mental note, just be like, so you pro-Nazi? Yeah. That's all I'm going to be asking you.
Because you know what? People ask me that at least 5 times a day.
You there. You look like you're pro-Nazi, yes?
Mm. Maybe I shouldn't wear the armband.
Speaking of pro-Nazi, Wendy, on the other hand, she gave it to me.
Oh, she's
she was quite offensive. As Joshua was, too. They both were not kind to their co-host. So in that sense, you were less missed. Anything else you want to get to before we get into our guest? Because I got a little present for you.
No, I know. Let's get going because this present's going to take a while.
It rhymes with Schmashinal Schminographic. That's what you get for abandoning me. I got to get the sun out of my head. Kevin Goutee's back, you guys. Comedian, host, creator of Comics Watching Comics, co-host of the Sports Book Box Office. It's great to finally have him back. Abby Rosenquist, guys, she is the co-host of Book Sluts, the podcast. Abby, I believe you have some upcoming dates for us.
Oh, yeah. DC Draft House.
I haven't memorized them. What is wrong with you?
I don't memorize anything. Either I'm ADD or smoke too much weed or both. DC Draft House next Wednesday and Punchline Philly that weekend, 25th and 26th.
If you don't go to either of them, I'm going to punch the lines in your fucking face. Go see her. She's amazing. I think Mike Fix is running a little late, but you know what? Per Joe, he's not going to miss a thing. Because, Abby, I believe you're a first timer on this. Kevin, I don't know if you did it with us last time, but this is a little present for Joanne because it's her favorite segment.
Oh, okay.
In the entire show. As you know, Gino Bisconti...
I feel your look.
I was waiting all week just to shower this on her. Gino Bisconti has a crippling gambling addiction.
Oh, okay.
And we love...
You're Italian, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
That's why he had 7 roommates until he was 55.
Hey, well, I love roommates. I love having roommates.
Oh, sorry.
You round it up in one direction, down the other, and I'll take both.
Still single, ladies. And we love animal videos, so we decided to take two great tastes, bring them together in the form of these graphics. There we go.
Oh, we do it mostly for the graphic, I'm pretty sure.
We really do.
It's a great graphic.
You guys, Joanne is quivering in delight right now. I didn't even see her.
This just takes forever. His explaining the process of this game is what kills me.
All right, they're always a little different. Basically, I'm going to give you the stories. One of them's fake. Two are real, one's fake. Gina's going to give you the odds, and then you place your bets. Simple as that.
All right.
Joe is playing along because she just has to.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Can't believe Figs is missing all the fun. The enthusiasm.
I told him to stay away for another 10.
I love you in that pith helmet. Ah, you're adorable. All right, guys. The first one is, I'll keep these rather succinct. The first one is, there is a crazed otter in Florida. I repeat, a crazed otter in Florida. It has already attacked 3 locals. One of the cops has shot an otter. They're not sure if it's the otter in question.
Oh, gosh.
There are signs.
But they all look the same.
First of all, that's racist. Second of all, stop hanging out with Gino. But you're right.
I would have said it's the otter one. That's what I do.
Guys, can we cut his audio? I don't know if we need
it. I think we can end here. It's not going to get better. Good job.
Insane, as
okay,
you
that
people
is story
say.
Number one.
Okay.
Second one, Anchorage, Alaska. I repeat, Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, it's very cold. A moose was very cold. It happens. Broke into a hospital because of all of their shrubbery. They are blaming everyone that has so much shrubbery in the hospital that the moose came in there, hung out for a bit in the lobby, ate the shrubbery, left like nothing happened.
Inside the hospital.
Inside the hospital.
He's got a hell of a sense of direction. Did he follow the red line, the blue line, or the yellow line to get to that
shrubbery? Well, by the way, you joke.
Get lost.
Yeah.
You joke, but that moose is living with AIDS.
And the moose is also loose, I've heard.
Yeah?
Oh.
Well, that's because Gina went on a date with
Again,
him.
Again, we can all leave.
Mason, bull rider Mason Lowe is said to be in shock in Missouri after the bull he was riding broke its neck. Freak accidents never happened in the history of rodeos. Bull broke its neck while he was riding on it. Shockingly, that was a disqualification. So we have three stories.
Wait, he got disqualified because the bull broke its neck?
That's his fault, right?
Wait,
the 8 seconds rule fucking pans out here.
I don't know the specifics.
Mike Figgs is here. Can we do them all over again?
Figgs, Figgs for the sake of... No, I understand. Look, you have a high fiber diet. For the sake of Joanne's sanity, I'm not going to repeat these stories, so you're going to have to be an audience member as we get the results.
Oh, do you want me to sit in the audience?
No. You'd be here, but I'm just not going to repeat the stories. We're playing national.
We'd like you to sit in the audience at The View, to
Next
be honest.
Next to fucking geography man over there.
Okay.
Hello, Gina. How you doing?
Gino's going to give the odds if you want to play.
What did the otter do again?
The otter has attacked three people. A policeman shot an otter. We're not sure if it's the otter.
Okay, you can tell already the way, anyone that, you ever play poker? That's his tell. Yeah. He didn't even remember what the lie was with the fucking otter. Yeah. Okay? So,
it's Adam.
So,
he does cocaine.
How drunk is Gino?
Please, I know. I've seen it.
Sober.
I've seen him hog cocaine. I mean, do cocaine. All right, so the otter is obviously the lie. We all believe it's the lie, so I'm going to make that the even money. 2-1 on the otter. Mm. The moose getting into it, that's what they do. That's what they do. They're big, awkward animals. I've landed a couple of those in my day. 10-1 on the moose, because I think that really happened. And if you're dumb enough to think a bull didn't finally paralyze its neck, 20-1 on the bull.
Mm.
No
Wait,
way it's
two
the
or
fucking
true,
bull.
One's
the bull
false?
Really happened.
You look over it.
I would say Joanne looks like she's waiting for her first pap smear.
I now forget how the game works.
Bill made up the otter story because he wanted to say shot an otter. Watch this. Bill, say shot an otter again.
Shot an otter.
He loved saying that.
Look at that smile. Christmas morning.
Which happened?
Which one is fake? Two
so
are real.
Two
one is,
are real.
Oh, two are real.
It's fake. Only Gino listens to the rules, you guys. Yeah. Come on. This is like elementary school stuff.
Yeah. Yes. You ever see a three-titted carnival woman? Two are real. One is fake.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with Gino on the fucking otter being fake.
We got one otter.
Thank you, Abby.
I'm going to go with the fake tits. Two fake tits, one real one.
Because the bull
go with Gino being sober is the fake story.
Give me an hour. I'm very busy this morning.
That's 1-5 odds. I agree. I think it's the otter. Your tell is very, very obvious.
Got two otters. Yeah. Joe, please lose this.
I want to make some money.
Good for you.
Say that again. It
or
moved.
Just lose
Did it
my
move
dignity.
When she said, I want to make some money? Or
I'm going to go with the bull. The bull is the fake one.
You know what? That was a good move. This. I'm jealous
I
of
I
want that.
To make
yeah.
some money, and I'd like to
hey,
go with
I'm
the
just
bull.
Complimenting.
Say it.
All right. Garrett, let's go to video number one, please.
Video number one is a moose wrecking a hospital. I guarantee it.
Forget if this rabid otter is the only
Fuck
rabbit.
Yeah! Oh, Gino!
Gina,
Gina,
job!
The greatest day of my life.
Wait, but you didn't say it was a rabid otter.
I did say it was a rabid otter.
Boy, that otter looks terrible there, huh?
Oh, figs.
That was me. I was late.
Oh, I'm so happy. Let's go to video number
embarrassed.
Two.
Please tell me it's the bull.
I think she's right. Nope, it's, yep.
It's definitely
it's the moose wrecking a hospital.
I'm right? Yeah. Holy shit.
Aww.
Look at that sad.
Why does that moose pet an elephant?
The door closes fast if we need to.
You wouldn't go pet a moose? Who puts foliage in a hospital?
One kick to the chest, it's over.
It's like Rainforest Cafe Hospital.
Again, that moose is living with AIDS, people, not dying from it.
So Joanne's the big winner. You nailed the bull. Let that go.
Joanne's 20-1. Joanne's the big winner, but you guys, there was some truth to this story. And I always like leaving these contests on an upper.
Wait, he wasn't disqualified?
No, the cowboy died. Let's go to the table.
Oh, yay!
Boy, you really see the truth in you two.
Tuesday after riding a bull,
he broke his neck.
Oh no!
This morning, we're remembering the man that he was. Lowe had been a professional bull rider.
It was funny until I had to see it.
Alan Hearns.
You guys are all waiting for him to fall off and break his neck. They're not going to show that.
They're going to show the death. Did he die of natural causes? Because that's the bummer.
No.
All right. 50-1.
Did everything he could to not die of natural causes.
Bull rapes his corpse.
Too late to try and make your money back. That's the way it went, Kev. You lost. You fucking lost.
Gino, thanks again for betting shittily. What's going on tonight? Don't you have something to promote that's going on tonight?
Yeah, we got the Live in Hot Water show tonight at Stand Up New York. If you people don't have the tickets yet, just fucking come on out. We'll have a fucking beverage. We'll do the show. Or if you have Laugh Fest. And Joanne, you are on the Queens of the Compound next month. Is that correct?
I am. Next month. Queens of the Compound.
What will you and Flutzy be doing?
The best is Keith the cop texted me. He's like, are you going to be doing stand-up?
Do stand-up. Well, me and Berg will write you some
and
jokes.
And I said, maybe.
Oh, ooh, come on.
I'm going to be like hosting the event.
Oh, that's actually
like
brilliant.
Introducing people.
It's called the MC. Jesus,
no. Oh, no. Who is it?
You have to hit the... Bill,
it's
you have
the
to...
It's the otter on the loose.
You have to hit the Skype button, Bill.
Wait,
you
got to hit the Skype button. Skype button, because we have a...
The button's on the desk.
It's like I'm a soul cycle.
There!
Hey, Bill, what the fuck is going on, man? How you doing? The fuck, man? Fucking, I got fucking rabies, man.
It's a rabbit otter.
You know what? I've heard that kind of cadence before, otter. Are you sure you just don't have the cokies? You sound like Gino.
No, man, I got fucking rabies, man. It's fucking, it's animal Tourette's, baby. The fuck are you looking at? I'm fucking wet and I'm clapping.
Also sounds like Gino. Listen, otter. So the otter that the cop shot was not the right one. You're the one that's been attacked.
Cop shot me because I'm brown.
Heads up.
Shake your head and condescend. Well, otter. So you're still on the loose. Who was the poor otter that was shot by the cop then?
One of them was shot, and luckily he's okay because he was wearing an otter box.
No.
Teddy is leaving with that otter. That is how horrible.
No, get it? Because it like protects your iPhone. The fuck is wrong with you people?
Apparently rabies is not a performance enhancing drug.
I got no frontal lobe. Anyways, I fucking missed you guys. Joe, I'm glad that your play with Andy Kaufman went well.
Thanks.
Again, he has rabies. He doesn't remember
good
stuff. Yeah,
that was I'm very excited to go see you guys do your sex show. I gotta get out of here. I gotta go fucking move to Forest Hills.
Okay, well, Otto, don't bite any of the audience members if you go to Joe's play, all right?
Okay, tell that fat guy in the middle to not wear a t-shirt.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick, you stupid otter.
I'll meet you in the bathroom, faggot.
Okay, daddy.
Well... Best way to start a show. Otter with rabies.
What an asshole he was.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on. I apologize for all of that. Actually, I don't because it pisses her off.
I mean, I won that one, so I'm okay with it.
You did. Actually, I'm pissed off.
What do you win?
Yeah, what do I win, Bill?
You win that you get to do the first story.
Oh, aww. Great. Do I get to pick it?
You can.
Wait,
I don't like that one.
What? Where are the ones that I suggested?
They're in there.
I love that one,
like
but
this
it's
one.
Just because I want to talk about this show.
Okay.
Shit.
The host of To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen, is charged with bouncing checks after payment for a $13,000 order of marketing material, including 355 mugs and 288 t-shirts, failed to go through.
What a weird number.
Several checks bounced. He promised to pay the vendor, told him he had sold a boat to cover costs, but Hansen never delivered the money, and so police issued a warrant for his arrest. Now, I have so many questions. The first being, is To Catch a Predator your favorite or your second favorite show? Also, okay, so he was getting marketing material. Was this marketing material for To Catch a Predator?
He did have a Kickstarter a few years ago to get that show brought back.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my God.
I read that.
I didn't realize it went off the air.
Me neither.
Because I used to bartend at this swanky restaurant on Park Avenue. We would be watching sporting events on the TV. Uh-huh. I would get busy, and suddenly the game would be over, and To Catch a Predator would be on the TVs.
Much better than the post-game conference with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, that's for sure.
Because they don't catch the Predators in the game.
They're out for the Catch a Predator coming on next after post-game.
Some waspy woman at the bar drinking her martini with blue cheese olives would look at me and go, can we change the TV?
I was going to guess Asian, but you said waspy, so that threw me off already.
Asian people can be...
No.
Well, they can be kind of waspy.
Here's a question for you. When he got arrested, do you think the officer said, why don't you have a seat? See?
Good one.
Research. Okay.
Who buys a Catch a Predator mug, though? Like, who's rocking that in their cabinet?
I would, yeah, I mean.
That would be awesome.
Is that like a... It's like
288 people?
Game, but here's a nice parting gift for you, like the game show. Here's our home version of the game. Here's a coffee.
It's like when you're a guest on The View, but in this case, you're a pedophile. Like,
you're arrested, zip-tied, and a mug. Boom, you win.
Wow. Now, Abby, let's say he goes to jail. I mean, I don't think that would ever really be the case here, but...
Chris Hansen.
Yes. Wouldn't it be cool if he was, like, in a cell with someone that
he caught? Yeah.
No.
And he'd be caught.
No,
actually.
Because he's a small guy, right? He's not that big.
I think he's just now older and more fragile.
Yeah, he's fragile. Did the show go off air because people stopped watching, or was like a legal thing where people like, stop being mean to all these predators?
Well, they caught all the predators.
Oh, well.
He should walk into jail with a pizza in his hand, just like every predator does in that house. That's what I want to see.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, is this a jailable offense? Because if it is, he's fucked. Quite literally.
Fraud. It's fraud.
He walks in and the guy's like, you already caught me. What are you doing here again?
Leave me alone.
Double jeopardy's in effect. They can't serve double the time.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, fraud. He could actually. Oh, he's screwed.
Yeah.
It's like the reverse. They always say, like, if you're a pedophile, the other guys, it's like jail code. They'll just kill you or something like that.
Oh, well, they'll fuck you.
Like you don't know them.
But it's also sad too, Figs. I'm sure that there are a lot of people who do go to jail for fraud.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
But that's like embezzlement.
Is that like white-collar jail? Yeah.
Like, imagine being the guy who's in jail because his merch check bounced.
You have to lie and say it was something else.
Yeah, right? What would you say it was?
I would say I did some hardcore shit. I stabbed a predator, motherfucker, and I'm here for like, all I got you to predators.
Unpaid child support. At least give me some cred within the prison block, all
right? He got to know all those predators, and he was like, maybe they're right. Yeah. Maybe I should give that a try.
Yeah.
And then he got caught.
This could be the tipping point, the thing that changes him forever.
I've heard pedophiles can be very convincing. Well, I wonder if it's probably a jail per jail policy, but I think a lot about what I would do if I was in jail, like way too
because
much.
Every time you write a check, you're like, oh, please. Jesus.
No whammies. Stop.
What paid for this? Is this paid for?
Yeah.
He just doesn't write the check.
I thank God. I was told they've cut down on employees in the IRS, and I'm very happy about that. But anyway, I think a lot about being in jail, and I wonder, like, because to your point about faking that you did something hardcore, how much Wi-Fi access do they have? Because nowadays, if you get caught lying, then I wonder if you even have it. Like, if I say that I killed, you know, a couple game bait or something like that, and they look up and he's like, Bill shoplifted some soap. Like, am I screwed as a result? Like, how much access do they have to all of that? Because you could get caught in a lie very quickly.
They do have internet access, so I've read that, where prisons are giving internet access.
That's
to...
That's bad news.
Right?
Yeah, I gotta kill someone.
Story doesn't check out, someone's gonna get it in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh. Has anybody here been to jail or visited jail?
I visited.
I was in a holding center for 4 days before I went to actual jail.
Oh, that counts. Yeah.
Juvie?
Counts.
Went to juvie?
Yeah.
I think you're so cool now. God, are you single?
Sorry, yeah. I'm gay.
My type before.
Is it as bad as I think it was or not?
Yeah, it was weird. So in terms of the internet access, if you were well behaved, you got a belt, like karate class. So the better, the higher the belt, the more time you had to outside of your cell and to do those activities.
Shit. Yeah, really?
Wait a minute, I feel the holding center in Yonkers.
But that's you do.
They can't give you belts.
I hit a kid with a lacrosse stick.
Wow. Ooh, how hard?
Pretty hard. Can I say this stuff now, right?
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the reason
sealed?
You were
I got, it, well, I got, no. It, right, yes, it is sealed.
There you go.
It was the first offense, and it was sealed. Are you a lawyer?
No.
Okay. you have lawyer vibes.
Dress shirt.
He's been to juvie too. I got a watch on.
I run fast. No.
To a big rumble, all boys school, some stupid shit, a big fight. Right, I hit a kid with a lacrosse stick because I thought my friend was stabbed. Blah, 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 blah. He had to get 7 staples. He only bled to death. He almost bled to death. Lost hurry short. I listened to
weapon.
Halen, I got a motorcycle.
Went to an
too,
all boys school?
I went for 1 year and then I got kicked out because of this and went to public school.
So, and then you saw that Gillette ad and you were like, now I know how to be a real man.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't watched until right before this. I was looking through the stories. I didn't watch it until, yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to barbecue anymore.
I think we should just segue. Thank you so much,
Abby.
Oh,
but wait, I want to use Figs real quickly while we got him. Best, well, I guess there's no best part, but like, what was the worst part about juvie?
I ate these really runny scrambled eggs and I shit my pants. And when I was leaving and they went to take my stuff, the guy saw that I shit my pants.
Hold on. See, I think that would be the best thing to do is to shit your pants because no one's going to fuck you. Like,
yes,
sorry, bro. I dare you to come up in this fucking butt.
There was very little interaction with other cellmates. I think that's what's like blown out of proportion. You see on TV and shit.
Oh, really?
I was rarely interacting with other people. We in the morning we went to some sort of like school thing where you had to go to a class and kind of you had like a worksheet and it was just like to kill time. That was the only time there was like a guy next to me and when I was eating. Besides that, I was in my cell the entire time.
That in of itself is bad. No human contact.
Did you make friends?
Yeah.
I got arrested with one of my buddies.
So oh, nice.
Every time it was lunch or that school period, I was only there for like 3 nights. We would see each other and we'd be like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing push-ups, man. Like, me too, dude. I miss my dad.
Like,
is it kind of nice, like being locked up, and then you just like have a routine? Routine's great. I don't mind routine. I've considered. I'm like, should I go into the military or just get arrested? You know, and get some routine in my life for a little while.
Get out of my head. I'm serious. Like, I have actually thought about that.
I love when men pay for my meals. So if the government pays for them,
the man pays for your meals. Yeah,
that doesn't sound like jail.
Technically, you were paying for Fig's meals when he was in there.
Oh, you owe us, bitch. Yeah, you can return the favor.
Yeah, that sounds like you were grounded. That sounds like jail.
I want some runny eggs that make me shit
my pants. No PlayStation. It sucked.
Well, I gotta say, to Kevin's point, I interviewed Mickey Rourke for Iron Man 2.
Yes.
And he, because he's fucking Mickey Rourke, he went to Russia and went to a Russian jail to better understand his character. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And they would all say to a T that if they didn't want to get raped, they would shit themselves. And that's what they would do every day to make sure they would not get raped in these desolate sites.
There's just guys like trying to desensitize themselves to shit, you know? They're like, they're not going to get me this time.
Because I didn't want to get raped. I had no idea.
Yeah, see, exactly. You were smart.
They took away my glasses, too, which I hated.
Oh,
you
what?
You could hurt yourself. They take away your shoes. They took away my glasses.
How bad is your eyesight?
So bad.
But they give you a sturdy karate belt.
Yes, it was like a...
The best thing I could see, it looked like a karate belt. It was some sort of sash. And if you had like purple, you could be on the phone and those guys were like...
Or at a quinceañera.
Yeah.
Imagine a pink belt like, haha, internet access, faggot.
I know. I'd actually just think it was a cute headband and just get more fucked.
Bill sees in jazzercise classes in the prison yard with their pink headbands.
I make matching little like...
brooch.
The pink ladies, that's right.
Fuck.
Good times.
Well, we just...
Speaking of pink...
Yes.
Woke. Gillette's.
Things are back.
Gillette's pink tax on women. The razor firm slammed for hypocrisy for charging women more for the same products as men while bashing sexism in a controversial ad. Gillette's facing backlash for tackling sexism in its Me Too inspired ad while continuing to tack on a pink tax to its female centric products. Pink tax refers to any instance when a female focused product costs more than the male equivalent. Because it's intended for women, you know, the color pink costs more money. I guess to mix those colors. I don't know.
Well, is it really that hypocritical? They never said like stop charging women so much more. They were just like stop beating each other up and catcalling or whatever. They didn't say anything about.
That is true.
Can we get a look at the ad?
Point.
All right, do we have the
also,
ad?
Run the whole thing, please. It's like 20 minutes. We'll get a taste.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so fucking long.
It's 2 minutes.
I was getting shit. We ran it yesterday, and everyone was getting mad at me because we just kept watching.
Sorry. I want to watch.
No, we'll watch a little bit.
Oh.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best of
men? Oh, my God. I hate it. I hate it so much.
You know what? I have no problem with the actual message behind it, but it's done in such a horrible fucking way.
It's pandering at its fucking worst degree.
Not to mention, they're just making a buck off Me Too.
Yeah.
Also, it's like people are jerking off to this. You know what I mean? Like, for sure.
over exaggerated. And do you think the creeps are going to stop being a creep because Gillette said so? No, the answer.
Every reaction to this is like fucking bad.
I'm like, the ad in and of itself pisses me off, but I'm also angry at people that are really angry at the ad too. I'm like, why the fuck do you care?
Fake outrage?
Yeah.
Listen, just say, look, folks, this is for mainly UCB people, and then we can all understand who it's really geared
for. Yeah.
Real rapists of society.
Do you buy women's, like, products? Like, do you buy a women's razor?
Yes. Oh, that was for her.
Oh, okay. I just use dude stuff, because it is cheaper, and it's like, I feel like it works, I don't know, what's the better? Razor's a razor?
I just buy the women's ones, because I get coupons for it on my very long CVS receipts. Like you said, I'm more about the money.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever works.
And for women to say there's a pink tax, you are then saying you are stupid. Your brain doesn't work to cost compare on your own.
Let me ask you this.
That's a fucking good point.
Right, that's enough of the
The coupon, is it still more expensive, though?
Usually not. It'll be like half off. And I just get like the disposable razor. I'm not buying like the fancy stuff. I'm literally
vibrating one.
Yeah. I am the person who goes to CVS and looks at the unit price.
It is a stupid person tax.
I am not going to pay more than I need to, which is ridiculous. But what I've always said about ads like these, specifically, I've always hated Dove.
Oh, yes. This, yeah.
Because they play into people's emotions, vulnerabilities, and the fact that, especially for women, that women have low self-esteem. So it's this idea of, I love my body. My body is beautiful. While using Dove ads. And the thing is, it is still, it's a product. It's a business. Mm-hmm. And shame on you if you think that they are trying to sell you an idea. No, they're trying to sell you a product by preying on your insecurities, on emotions, and I think it's bullshit.
Dove, we love fat bitches. It's like, what? Like, I don't get it. I just...
So do you think Gillette's doing the same thing, but now towards men?
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. Do women shave more than men?
Yeah, of course.
They do shave more than men. Okay. I thought for a second maybe it was more
Wait.
I think we just shave more body parts. Than men.
Yeah, well, it's like it's a volume. It's a volume thing.
Yeah, but not in winter.
No.
Because
of Fair. I mean, it depends.
I mean...
Even one part of my leg is more than your face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're shaving our faces every day, though. Some people.
I was going to say. Yeah, we are.
And my balls. Let's not forget the balls and the areas.
Are you shaving your balls every day?
Sorry?
You shave your balls every day?
The other or two, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, balls are supposed to be hairy?
Am I pledging again? Fuck. Originally, I thought it was more expensive because women shaved less, but then I thought about it. I'm like, wait, but... You actually kind of shave more. You shave your legs. You shave your armpits.
I will say, I mean,
thank you.
I don't actually know. There are some women's razors that have lotions or things on them. I don't know if men's have that too. Also, it's different. It's different body parts. So, like, let's say what you use on your face might have a different chemical consistency in this lotion than someone who's shaving their legs. Mm.
Okay.
I don't actually know if that's true. And again, I don't care to do the research. I'm going to buy what I'm going to buy. I don't look at Gillette or Schick or whatever. Again, it's cost for me. Whatever
it's cost and just like, four blades. That's what I go with.
Well, but by the way.
Four? Hot damn.
Girl.
Why not? I just get the dollar. I get the Dollar Shave Club.
I'm so cheap, I do the two. I do two razors.
Well, and Harry's. If I was your age, I would lament my lack of facial hair. But as I've gotten older and just even more poor, now it's kind of a blessing. Like, the whole I'm basically my period is shaving. It's about once a month, and I bleed, but that is like and you save a lot of money by being prepubescent. So you have something to look for.
I do the subscription thing. I have a subscription razor thing.
Me too.
And my girl uses my shit.
Yeah.
And I go whatever. I bought an extra handle, and I go, what do you save money?
Oh, that's totally.
The same blade.
Yeah. Aw, that's love. That's love.
But to wear a condom, though, right?
But now, Kevin, my question is, with this idea of toxic masculinity,
I'm still not sure
don't you think that now men are more understanding, appreciative,
have you been to the
aim for equality? But I mean, compared to 20 years ago?
compared, but you can always do compare. But that's like, that's the argument of like, women should feel lucky in America because in other countries they're treated much worse. You know what I mean? It's like,
India, get off your rape game.
If it's not to the level it should be, it's just not to level it should be.
What level should it be? I think that that's where people are having issues.
Right.
This idea of,
it depends on where you're at.
What is toxic and what is just masculinity? I think to a lot of people now, they're making the argument that masculinity is inherently toxic.
It's a horrible
argument. Well, you went to an all-boys school.
Boys will be boys. How many of us guys, we all roughhouse, fought our brothers. Girls, you too.
Yeah.
Cross sticks.
Oh, that's masculine?
Toss a salad. He was in
junior. Some could say it's uber masculine.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, come on. Like, guys will be guys. It's in our genes to fuck around, to roughhouse, to push around, to
slash around.
Right. And you're going to raise a nation of pussies by showing them stuff like this. Like, it's okay to fuck around. We're just going to be, you know, someone in 20 years, I go, oh, that's it. Now I'm going to get suspended for 5 days because that's assault.
Yeah.
No.
I always, like, in Boys We Will Be Boys, doesn't necessarily have anything to do with women. Right, I always love, with, right, well, yeah, because, like, I always love that excuse, because, like, our house was nothing, I had two brothers, our house was nothing but property damage.
Right.
And I always like the Boys with the Boys Will Be Boys thing, because it's a nice little excuse. Nothing to do with girls, but.
Do you know what? I also think that this commercial is awful because it's discriminating against a certain kind of men who use razors so that they can appear to be women. Right?
Ooh.
Really gave metal this shit. Metal shit.
Why did I not see any a man who is in drag, you know, or transitioning? Like, why was that portion of men not included in this ad? Because it doesn't serve their narrative.
Or effeminate men, for that matter. Or gay men. You know, it's all...
Or women with beards. Women.
There you go. There you go.
It's about women with beards.
Or Italian, women.
There are the carny. Abby is for the carny.
Didn't want to get specific.
God, I can't match your amazing segs today, but I'm going to try. From Harry... to scary. I'll take it. This is unbelievable. I have a couple questions about this. After a day after it was announced that Jason Reitman, whose father directed the first Ghostbusters movie, announced that there was going to be a movie. Now, it's going to be in the old universe with the original Ghostbusters, although none of them have signed up yet. A day after that, we have got a teaser. Let's take a look.
I saw it.
Unfucking believable. I've never seen anything like this with the speed. That is the pre-teaser. There we go.
Well, it's better already because I don't see Melissa McCarthy. Whew! Thank God. Love it.
You'll recognize some of these old sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Especially this. By the way, the librarian Ghostbusters, Ray Finkel's mom. From Ace Ventura.
Really?
What?
Do it again.
Oh, my God.
Finkel.
50-year-old nerd is going wild right now.
I saw this in the theater when I was... Sorry.
Oh, yes. I love the old school effects.
Yeah.
I heard they're all signed on it, even the dead guy.
Said, I read this, Aykroyd said that Bill Murray will probably do it, whatever, because he wanted the right script. He thought the Lady Ghostbusters didn't have it, so that's why he didn't do it. Yeah. But he thinks this one he's going to do.
That's the operative word, and it's almost as if I've seen Aykroyd do this before. It's like he's peer pressuring him to do it. I'll just go around the table on this. First of all, your thoughts on announcing and then a teaser the next day. That's insane. And then secondly... if Murray doesn't do it, is there a Ghostbusters?
First question is, why haven't anyone said, where's Ernie Hudson going, I don't want to be in it, I want to be in it!
No one's even doubted the fact that, of course, he's coming up.
Who's Ernie Hudson?
The black one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Come on, you racist fuck.
He doesn't see color.
They go, how about they've rebooted Ghostbusters? How about an all-trans Ghostbusters? Let's really fucking cut that onion back.
Thank you.
Let's get down.
That would sponsor.
Yes.
Product, please.
We have to cross the streams. We have to cross the streams.
That the truth. Look, Ghostbusters 2 was an egregious piece of shit. I won't even waste my time with the Lady Ghostbusters. I'm sorry. It just.
Side.
I won't.
I think it was horrible.
I like Kate McKinnon.
I heard it's terrible.
I hated her in it. Oh, I didn't watch it. My dad didn't like her in it, but I don't always trust his.
Why do you hate women?
Internal misogyny. I don't know.
Welcome to the party, pal. No. I don't know. This could be good. I don't have any hopes because, again, it's how many years removed when you have this long of an absence. See Indiana Jones 4. Perfect
Excellent
case. When you're this far removed from a sequel, if it's going to be a sequel, which it sounds like it's going to be, it's going to be an egregious piece of shit unless proven otherwise. at least his dad may have some input in it, who did obviously the original. I think he even did the second. But I'm going to say probably not, but I reserve the right to change my mind next summer.
I hope you're wrong. I think you're right. Figs, here's the thing that scared the shit out of me. It made me sad. I buried the lead. Rumor has it Reitman is looking for four teenagers for the main roles.
Oops, now we're out of here. Yep, wait, now
what?
We're done.
Playing on the Stranger Things.
Think of that kid with the lispy fucking mouth from Stranger Things in Ghostbusters. I definitely won't see it because he already annoys me.
Okay. Like the older Ghostbusters would be like mentors.
Yes,
and not in teenagers. We're not even talking young Ghostbusters. We're talking
it's like the Sylvester Stallone recipe. Well, you know what I mean? God. A new Rocky movie, yeah, he's the mentor. Yeah, a new Rambo movie, he's the mentor.
Creed was a fucking adult.
Yeah.
Kids, I mean, yeah. I don't want to see Goonie Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that when they had rumors that this movie was going to come out a long time ago when the video game came out for Xbox 360.
That game was awesome, by the way. Awesome. I had it.
Yeah, it was the main four guys and then an apprentice, like a young
a
dude.
Lot for that, to do the voiceover for that.
I loved it. I still have it, yeah.
We're going to hang out.
Well, maybe
let's do it.
If there's teenagers that they're helping, maybe Chris Hansen will come back.
So
maybe he can make some money.
Oh, proton pack.
Why don't you have a seat and take that proton pack off?
Maybe that's what the merch was.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters shit.
What's the name of the actor, the guy from Honey, We Shrunk the Kids? What's
Moranis.
Moranis.
If he, I think if he came back.
He's retired.
But didn't he have.
But people would come back at retirement all the time.
Yeah, I know what came up retirement.
He's going to raise his kids.
Are you the key master? I'm unemployed. I'm anything you want me to fucking be.
I think it'll be good. I hope it's good.
Bill Murray has said, and I know way too much about this. Bill Murray has said in interviews that the only way he would nobody wants to watch old Ghostbusters. A, he said that. B, I disagree. I don't fucking care about the teenage. And secondly, he said that the only way he'd come back is if he dies in the first scene and he's a ghost. I don't know if I like that.
It's a Han Solo this shit.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, but at least Solo died at the end. Sorry, earmuffs.
Two-thirds, yeah.
But
what?
Yeah, but with Bill Murray dying right away and being a ghost, I don't want to see that.
No, I don't know.
Because he'd be even goofier than he already is. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and it's just I want to see.
How about Annie Potts dies as a ghost, and we see her for the entire film early on?
I don't like her voice, so I'm down with that.
Ghostbusters,
Of course, was serious.
I can predict.
We got one. Oh.
Well, I apologize for the Ghostbusters one. Your lady's choice.
God, I love this because two of us work in restaurants. Do you?
I have.
Have you?
I used to work in restaurants.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked.
I grew up in a restaurant.
So a mother, we don't hold that against
her. I love this story.
She's left furious after being made to split the bill after a boozy dinner, even though she and her husband only drank water.
Dateline, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Do you think that's fair?
No. I'm confused.
Were they charged?
Okay, so it's a group of people, right? It's like you're out with your friends, and everyone orders different stuff. Some people order three drinks. Some people don't order any. When the bill comes, everyone splits the bill, which means you're paying for some of someone else's drink.
It depends on the situation. It's like...
Well, and that's the thing. People online are saying how they feel about it.
Some people are like, real adults, don't worry about it. They just split it. It's like, bitch, I'm broke. I ordered water for a fucking reason sometimes.
Yeah,
go fuck yourself. It's like, it should. If they're friends, then they should understand each other's situations a little bit.
Otherwise, who else are you going to dinner
but
with?
But also, like...
People you don't like?
I don't know who you're drinking water. That's only drinking water. First of all, I would not be friends with that person. Yeah. Just, you know. It's definitely not a Gino Bisconti dinner either, right? I just want to point that out. With dudes,
you just bring a flask.
With dudes, it's always like, all right, just throw the credit card in the middle, or here's like $220s or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Bro, that's toxic masculinity.
Yeah. All they had to do, bring cash. If you're going to be that person, have cash and be like, here's then my amount, and everything else can be split. If you are broke like that, then you should be.
What I try to do is have rich friends.
Oh, yeah.
And that always helps. Yeah.
I also think that if you are out to dinner with friends, I always appreciate the friends who are mindful of that.
Yeah.
They know they've had three drinks. The other
people, of course,
they'll say
alcohol code.
You don't leave tip. I'll leave tip for the table because I recognize that.
Right.
The time that it gets really shitty, I'm going to be going on a bachelorette vacation trip to Miami in the spring.
Okay,
there are 31 people on the invite list, which means probably between 20 and 25 will be going.
I'm
going
to say let's gamble. I say half. I'm going to say 15.
okay, let's say it's 15. That's even if 15 go to a destination bachelorette weekend, 15 people at dinner, like, what do you do? So, like, now they have apps, right? Like, Splitwise, Costwise, where you can, everyone puts in what they've paid. Someone just buys for the group this time. Someone else buys another time. At the end of the trip, you see what you owe people. It's really fascinating now. But also, it's kind of shitty. If it's a group of people you know, a small group, I got you this time, you get me next time.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're with people, I don't know, half the people invited to this thing, then I think you kind of need an app or some way to gauge without being a dick about it.
Sure, definitely.
That's the worst. Also, when somebody Venmos you, but they Venmo you exactly what their thing costs instead of like tip and tax, oh, it was $9, right? I'll send you $9. It's like, bitch, can you not do a little bit of basic math?
Yeah.
A little bit of basic math. Yeah. Either you're stupid or inconsiderate.
I have an invite for my buddy's bachelor party. I want you all to strap in for this fucking story. This guy wants to go and take, hold on, his guy friends and girl friends to, wait, Turks and Caicos, Club Med, all included. The guy's like, what the fuck, right? It is. I've been to Turks and Caicos. It is a honeymoon baby moon island. And he wants to go.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is it going to be a mingling of like girlfriends and guy friends in Turks and Caicos? I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not going to Turks and I go to the Caribbean in fucking wintertime when it's cold. Like, I'm going to Turks in June. With other, like, it's a bachelor party.
I like how you're talking about it like I should know what Turks and Caicos is.
Oh, it's a Caribbean island.
I've only been to Orlando.
It's where you go to get a couple.
I don't have a watch like that, so I don't know.
I've been to Six Flags twice.
Which one? Oh, right, you're poor.
Wait, but I got a question about this brunch thing. When you do this boozy brunch stuff, don't they charge the one person for the unlimited drinks? For example, if we all went and Abby and I didn't have, we had water, you would get charged for the unlimited drink. It would show one charge for one boozy brunch, right?
No, it's per head, I thought.
It's per head, right?
At a table, it's like $16 or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. You know,
so then you have to know that when you get there. Oh, shit, they charged us regardless. Then you're going to...
No. Not. It's not like, okay, there's six people at the table, so it's six charges for boozy brunch.
Exactly. It's not like
that. It's per person, but then you get one bill at the end.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you ask the server.
What's wrong with getting one bill
with this, you know, people wanting to split the check or whatever.
I would understand if you don't want to pay for the drinks if you didn't get charged. If I went there and had water, and I didn't get charged for that unlimited brunch shit, then I could, you know, I feel like I have every right to be like, all right, I'm just going to pay for my water, whatever, unless it's someone's birthday, or if it's some shit like that, then it's like, all right, I'm chipping in, I don't want you to pay, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
But if I got charged for it, then I'll just bite the bullet and be like, oh shit, I got charged for this.
Listen, if someone is that drunk, you just convince them, like Gino.
What's that hat? It looks like you came with a set of one day
like
at a time.
Someone knit that for you,
weed.
My aunt Olga knit this hat. She died of cancer.
Way to go, guys.
Hat makes you look like you have cancer.
Exactly.
Garrett's supposed to laugh maniacally.
I love that Joe laughed the hardest at that. What a fucking monster.
I was filling in for
Garrett. He's going back to Sloan Kettering right now to get his last treatment of chemo.
Well, Abby, what are your thoughts on bachelorette parties overall? Are you yay, nay, don't give a shit?
I've never been to a bachelorette party.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, no.
You're
amazing.
A lot of
people do, but none of my friends are getting married, and like, yeah, everybody's still fucking, I mean, they've been in like long relationships, but I guess my cousin, no, I didn't even go to her bachelorette party because I was in a different state. Yeah, I've never been to one, but they come to comedy shows. So I don't like them.
Yeah, the worst.
Of course. That makes sense.
What are they like? Yeah. They are attention seeking. They go to a show. There's a person on stage who's supposed to be the person talking.
Right.
And they go there wanting attention. It's fucking insane.
Are they wearing the condom hats with like the lifesavers?
Like the penis suckers and shit. Yeah.
Funny as a guy when you see a group of girls out for a bachelorette party. You got dicks galore hanging out, dick straws, dick hats. Don't bother us. It's our bachelorette party. It's girl time. Dicks everywhere.
They have all the dicks they need around their.
Also, why are we pretending on Bachelorettes that we just love dick that much?
Right.
Why? Just love sucking on?
No, here's the
dicks.
Thing. It's actually severed dicks that they have, and I think that's what they're going with. Yeah,
it's a very. Well, good
I got an etiquette question because I know this is going to shock you. I'm not really made of money. I am so old now. Where not only are my friends starting to get divorced. They're starting to get remarried.
Yeah.
My address for bachelor party number
two.
I don't want to fucking do this.
If you're getting remarried.
There's a bachelor party.
You enjoy these friends.
Acceptable.
But he is a good friend, but it's just like, I don't, and it's going
to
be a
if
fucking
he's a good friend, then you need to have a talk.
Yeah, it's just like, the first one cost me an arm and a leg as it was, but ugh.
I have told friends of mine, if you get remarried, I'm never doing this for you again.
Yeah.
See, that's what I should have said in the beginning.
Or, I need a return on my money. I spent over $1,000 on you for your first wedding. If you want me to come to this bachelorette deal again, you're paying for me.
I have a buddy who I met him during his second marriage, but I have other friends who knew him since his first marriage. He got married for the third time.
Oh, God.
And he goes, bachelor party number three. Everyone goes, fuck you. So we're going to Costa Rica. Everyone goes, fuck you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're exactly right. If you're going to get married again, marry somebody who can cover the cost of everything. If you're getting married again, then yeah, you cover it.
That makes sense to me. All right, I like this one because we've talked about it before, and I don't agree with this study. A study from the Journal of Gerontology, God, I'm horrible with words, claims that more frequent sexual activity is associated with improved brain function.
That makes sense.
I disagree with this, at least as far as it goes. Researchers observed and measured different patterns of brain function in adults, paying special attention to memory and mental alertness. According to research, those who had sex on a weekly basis scored the highest points in verbal fluency and visuospatial ability test.
Wow, had it in a while, Bill.
Yeah. Through previous research has shown that sexually active adults are marked with better cognitive functioning.
Don't they look so unhappy?
Yeah, they don't look.
They look so forced.
Yeah. The research found that this. Now we've
he's thinking about dick.
Yeah,
she's not.
Her eyes are saying, "Save me." Look at that
heroin induced coma right there.
She's thinking about her second bachelorette party.
We've referenced this episode before. There's a Seinfeld episode where both Elaine and George don't have sex. George becomes a genius, and Elaine gets a little loopy.
Let's take
a quick look. I believe this to be more accurate.
Oh, so dudes get crazy and women...
I think guys become really smart.
Sharp.
Oh, yeah, dudes become smart. Okay.
Or maybe we don't have
They don't have sex? If they do have
it's
sex.
It's a really quick clip. All right.
Yeah, yes, the link is wrong.
Fucking getting terrible.
Well, he produced? No.
I suck. No, that's my fault.
That makes sense, because it like builds their egos, so then they're not worried about other shit.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, I don't know. I don't. That made no. That made no sense.
That
made no sense.
So wait a minute. Regular sex increases brain activity. That means all 13-year-old Puerto Rican kids should be in Mensa, then, right?
Also, like, I don't know. I have a lot of issues with this. What do you think of this? Let's go down the table.
I think guys, if you don't blow your load regularly, shit happens. Like that crazy fuck up in Wisconsin who kidnapped that poor girl, maybe hasn't blown a load in a while.
Yeah,
sex. If you're getting it regularly, then you're like, everything's cool, everything's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind
of that scene in Something About Mary where you right before the date. Yeah, I never even considered that. But there
which
might
one?
Be something to
something
it.
About Mary.
Remember he tells him to masturbate before going out with Mary, so he like behaves like a woman because he's not thinking about sex.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden ends in her hair.
It's calming. It's like you know, kind of like before going to work, you'll jerk before work that way.
Yeah. Sometimes at work.
Otherwise, you're gonna kill everyone in the fucking subway every day. Like, all right, you got a little bit of calm about me now. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm fine. All right.
Well,
no sex, but you can jerk off.
See, but that's the thing. What's the difference?
Well, I think that there's a hostility thing more than an intelligence thing.
I agree.
Like, whenever, again, restaurants, whenever I would serve someone who's such a bitch or a guy who's so full of himself or snippety or whatever, instead of me getting mad at them, I think they just haven't been laid in a while.
Totally. Right. Yeah.
Totally agree.
Just bitter and mean. But like we see with athletes, Figs, right? Like some athletes don't want to have sex before a game.
Yeah, save their testosterone, all that
energy.
So. I also feel like if I have bad sex, I feel like a piece of shit. Like I'm like, oh man.
Well, what
I
constitutes
suck.
Bad sex?
Like
she escapes.
Like yeah, she escapes. My mom catches me.
Yes.
No, like you know, like it just it felt forced. You know.
You have my attention.
Did you watch the Gillette ad? I don't think you really want.
I'm a predator. No.
Where were you with Case and Cross?
Well, we didn't finish it. So.
Like it's a mental thing.
Is it like when you fake?
Yeah, when you fake. No, just like if it was whack, if, you know, if... It, like, for example, me and my girl recently... Yeah, we were excited to have sex, blah, 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 blah. We were doing our thing. The dog was going crazy. She became a little bit sore. I had... Bro,
dog?
I have this crazy... vibrator fucking cock ring. It's crazy. Oh. It's I put a mask on. You know, I tell her about my time in juvie. It's a long process. But anyway, so we ended up both going like, well, I'm fucking out of the mood. This, you know, we didn't, no one came. I felt like shit.
Yeah.
And then we sat down and we did more foreplay, like after hours went by, and we had amazing, incredible sex and I felt great. But if I would have ended the night on that shitty sex scale, I would have been overthinking it the whole like weekend.
No, but
I'd be like, I suck.
You know what you just said is the answer to all of it? Foreplay.
Yeah, that is. No,
seriously.
So that was the thing.
How is that not figured out by now?
Of course. And my girl, believe it or not, didn't. She wanted dick right away. She was like, give me this.
Dude, listen, that's a problem with porn. Okay, people say that porn's bad. The only thing that's bad about porn is that it skips the foreplay scene.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's like the shitty opening that's not even good acting.
Hold
you
on
skip
a minute.
The foreplay, and then somebody's getting fucked. It's like, how did you get there? That's what I need help with.
It's all mental.
You know, and I love watching those porn because I want to see that real estate agent go, well, no one's home right now. I can really show you the bedroom. I get into
property
that
sex.
I love that. I watch that. That's hilarious.
You can invest.
Well, all right. Ladies from the female part of this, see, I don't know if it applies as much with girls. Like the brain thing, lots of sex, different? Or
well, I was going to ask you, are you a horny person?
No.
Okay. See, I'm like a horny person.
She's not really a girl.
Well, that's it. I feel
I'm a sponge. I'm an amoeba.
I'm jealous. I wish I wasn't.
I would be asexual if I could be.
It's like I feel like I need to fuck or masturbate so I can focus at
work. You're the real hero.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like I'll be
all heroes
like,
wear capes.
Like, I'll get to work. It'll be 10:30, and I'm just like sitting there like. I need to go to the bathroom or something. You know what I mean? Like, and it's a fucking, I think about it all the time. I'm like, that's why guys have it easier is you have to have it a little easier because you're horny all the time and it's such a distraction. Yeah. So it sucks being a horny woman because then you're like, I don't know. It's just a pain in the butt. It's such a it really does take a lot out of your day.
Does sex make you smarter or less smart?
I think less smart because I'm thinking about it. I'm distracted.
That's interesting. I didn't consider that part. I know. Too much earmuffs, but I know when if I'm having a lot of sex, I'm like stoned all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't think at all. Like at the very least, is
a
dry period as I'm in. At least I'm on point.
I feel like I got something done for it. That's why morning sex is nice. You get that out of the way. Yeah. You feel good.
I like drinking
morning sex. I'm a lunkhead.
And you know what? I think
yeah.
I think the difference with not fucking, guys can masturbate. It's more of like a need, you know what I mean? To get that, like, it just you need to get it out of you, right?
Physical,
you know what I mean?
Physical.
It's not as much of like a emotional thing. For as women, I feel like it's like a, it's like more of a emotional thing and like a, I don't know. So the lack of sex for women probably fucks them over more than guys because guys are used to just jacking off and getting that feeling out. Whereas when you masturbate, you're not getting that validation from a partner that is like helpful too.
Yeah.
Sometimes the roles are reversed though because I'm kind of the opposite. I like the emotional thing and she just wanted the dick. So the moment we.
You know what? That's fair enough.
I use Gillette.
There was a little bit of those guys in him, in the Gillette one. He's a sensitive fellow. Actually,
yeah, so when we went, it's weird. I think it's always something different. It's just so mental.
She just doesn't want to hear about your time in juvie anymore. Like, can we not with the foreplay?
I doubt it.
Hey, man, I ate those scrambled eggs and there's shit all over my briefs. Anyways, get my cock ring. Get my vibrating cock ring.
I loved every second of this apart from Joanne's return. You guys, thank you so much for everything. Let's just go down the table real quick. Anything else you want to plug or promote?
I guess I'll start. Kevin Goatee at Kevin Goatee on Twitter, KevinGoatee.com. Comics Watching Comics Season 7. That lovable lunkhead, Gino Bisconti's back on Comics Watching Comics Season 7, the all star panel. He is there.
Nice.
He's not wearing that shitty hat, I promise you that. I would agree.
I think the hat's adorable.
Oh, okay. We'll get him for the next time. But Comics Watching Comics Season 7 now on Amazon Video. Check that out.
Awesome.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. And what the hell? That's it. Go ahead.
Cool. I'll be at Stand Up New York tonight with the rest of the In Hot Water gang. Having a great time. You know the fucking handle. There you go. Right down there. Come on tonight.
That is going to be a hum dinner. Don't know what that means.
Abby, be there. Dave Lando, all those guys.
Abby, what do you got? Hopefully Kumi's buying
up. DC Draft House next Wednesday. And check out Book Sluts, which is my podcast.
I absolutely will. I
learned so many vocabulary words from following you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Also, follow me on Instagram. I do a word of the day. Sometimes I get behind, and it's like three words a day. But
Give me four.
Today's word is
I do the word of the day and make a little example. Huh?
Today's word of the day for you is masturbation.
I'll be on Sirius XM 121 Insight tonight for another edition of Sit Down with Alfred and Chris, their classic movie club. Nice. All 1989 movies all the time, kind of in something I'm an expert in. Joe, as much as I haven't missed it, we usually go to you to sum it all up at the end of the show.
Great dance right here.
All right, listen. If you are going to buy merch and potentially bounce a check, you know what merch you should be buying? Ours. Just head to our merch tab. Do we have a tab, Garrett? Is that how it works on our website?
We're supposed to mention this.
Yeah, there's a...
We don't have to mention it. I just felt like it.
Oh, a shop.
You're a company girl.
A shop tab.
There's a shop tab. So shop all of our Compound Media merch. Especially, and we got, you can get Anthony's book on there. Look at all those. My face is not on anything yet. Let's talk, Keith.
No kidding. We're recording shit.
Yeah. But that's it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I got one thing. Garrett, I emailed you this last night. Our own Seven Chaperone got fucking conned.
Really?
Not badly, but like for her HP laser jet. It's like one of those fake numbers, and the guy had her going for a while. Obviously, she didn't give the social security number or anything like that. Well, do we have Schultz gets results? There we go.
Yeah.
Schultz gets results.
Ha-ha.
I called them up. And we wasted at least 21 minutes of the time. I think Seven edited this down, but there you go. We don't have to watch this.
I promise you I'd run it. She runs the actual number
with it, not to create awareness. But so that's just going to happen during our epic long conversation. And I'm willing to give you everything, like my social security number, my codes.
No, I didn't want anything like that.
Oh. Can I have yours? Oh, I've looked into it, and the guy is veiny, and it's an umbrella when it's rainy. You know, I don't want to rhyme, but...
Is this a fetus call, or
are you
just joking
with that? Am I a fetus call? No, I'm a grown-ass man. Fetuses can't talk. Yeah, I want to print this horse cock that happens to be Soups Rich. So what I need to do is just print this off and show her that she's been cheating on me.
All right,
I'm opening Safari. Wait, I just went on Google and I looked up Safari, and it's just a lot of pictures of lions. Yeah, it sucks. Women are the worst. Here's the thing. You can't take them home with you, but you can't murder them in a cab. And it's like, what am I doing with the body? Now I got to kill a cab driver. You know, it's like one thing after another. That's a lot of effort, and I don't work out. Oh, it's like now the warts are coming over my hands. So how do we hook this up? I am opening it. Like, let me go on it. Let me go on it. This looks like HP, but is it different? Click, 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 click.
Click, 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 click.
But I'll tell you what, that dog was delicious. I know. I don't like myself, but here's the thing. I'm super rich. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of money for helping me on this. I know. I want to send you money. I want to send you money. Here's my thoughts. Since I'm not going to marry this girl, you seem really like you could, like maybe you like dudes. I'm super hot. So I'm just saying the fact that maybe you and I could get together. What do you think about that? You seem hot. Are you? I can tell. I can hear it in the bass of your voice. But when I do, I really like to cup the balls. Are you into that?